Hey, Rich, it's Gary. How are we calling?
Hey, Gary, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. Appreciate you squeezing us into your busy schedule today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, man, I love the new song. You talk about putting a little kick in Christmas. It's great.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. I worked hard on that song. It wasn't an easy task, I'll tell you.
Well, I remember, I'm old enough to remember, Nut Rocker back in the 1960s, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm excited to have something new out. I haven't had a new holiday song out for a little while, so it's great to have something new.
Yeah, what's it been, about 10 years since the last one?
Yes, we put out the complete collection, which was a double disc, and the Ho 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 complete collection, and then I'm like, okay, I think I've almost recorded every Christmas song.
What led you to do the Nutcracker? What said to you, you know what, that needs a little kick in guitar here?
Absolutely. Well, you know what, I heard the melody one time. I've always loved the holiday music, you know, but I heard the Nutcracker one day, and I thought, you know, that melody was so haunting with the piano. And I just thought if I could take it and put it to the guitar. So I transcribed all the keyboard parts in my studio, put them in like a MIDI file, and I sat there trying to learn, you know, all the different piano things like that, you know. And putting it on the guitar. And then I thought, what if I put like a little heavy crunch in it, you know, like a Ronnie James Dio. And it was born.
Boom. I love it. Now, it was back in 95 when you did the first Ho Ho Hoey CD. Were you surprised at the reaction that people had to that?
I was totally surprised. I mean, you know, I think the best things in life sometimes, the best ideas happen when you just think, this is cool. I'm not trying to make money. I'm just trying to do something cool. And in 95, I just had a big hit with Hocus Pocus, a remake I did. A lot of radio stations played it, and my manager and I were like, you know, we should just put together like some Christmas instrumental music to send to rock stations to play for bumper music between tracks and stuff, and just as a thank you. And I didn't have any plan of even releasing an album. And so I sat down, I started recording some holiday music, and I said, oh, there's enough nice Christmas music out there. What if I take it and add a rock edge to it and take out the vocals, because everybody knows the words, and just make it instrumental rock? And I had no idea I was one of the first, if not the first, to do it in 95, because there was nothing out there like that. And I did the whole thing in my bedroom on an 8-track tape recorder, believe it or not. And I just was shocked when the 12 Days of Christmas hit the radio airwaves and people were calling up going, what is this music? And so it kind of took on its own life after that.
Well, yeah, I feel like you created your own genre of holiday music.
I think so, you know, because... And it's interesting because I grew up north of Boston. You know, it was always cold. My mom was always playing Bing Crosby and Elvis and, you know, Frank Sinatra records. So Christmas was big in my house and the music. So the melodies were embedded in me. And I just thought, you know what, I have the opportunity to do this. And with a last name like Hoey, I'm like, this is destiny. Ho, ho, Hoey, here we go, you know.
Well, speaking of that, the Ho, Ho, Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour is out there right now and making some stops here in New England and pretty close to the old stomping grounds. On the 30th, you'll be in Fall River.
Yes, I'm going to be in Fall River. I'll be at the Mohegan Sun. I'll be in Derry, New Hampshire. I wish I was coming up to Maine. We've got to get some shows up that way. I've been meaning to do that for a while now, so I'm going to talk to my agent, see if we can get a show up that way and see you guys.
Well, that would be fantastic. So if people go to see the Ho Ho Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour, what kind of things will they see and hear?
Well, the tour is now on its 28th year. I can't believe it. We're 28 years in, and it's become like literally three generations of people coming to the shows with their kids, grandparents, and we do a lot of the holiday hits that we normally do, and every year I try to inject some songs that we haven't done and something fresh and something new, even off some of the albums that I have already released. We'll have the Nutcracker, and then my son Ian, he's 22, he's a guitar player, really becoming great, and he's been learning my Christmas show, so I'm going to bring him out on stage to have that like father-son kind of thing and duel it out a little bit with my son.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're talking with Gary Hoey here on Downtown. And again, this year, another great tradition. You'll be giving away an autographed Fender guitar on Christmas Day. People can go to the website at GaryHoey.com to register. What led you to do that as a wonderful surprise for a fan every year?
You know, we started that about 16 years ago, and it was my kids. My kids said, Dad, you should do a guitar giveaway every Christmas, because we do give guitars away during the year for charity and different things. But we were sitting around, and they said, do it on Christmas Day. So we started the tradition, and I love doing it because it always goes to some kid or some family that's just so excited. And I have this beautiful red metal flake guitar I'm ready to send out. And all they have to do is hit my newsletter, and then we'll email them on Christmas Day, get their address, and we'll ship it out to them and make someone's day.
Boy, and then in February, you hit the high seas on the Rock Legends Cruise 11. And man, what an all-star group you'll be a part of.
Oh, yeah, man. I love doing the Rock Legends Cruise. I've been doing it for a few years now. And this year, we got Sammy Hagar, we got Brett Michaels, Billy Gibbons, Rick Springfield, Collective Soul, a lot of great acts. And if people have never done a cruise, I recommend it. It's a four-day music cruise. And what I do is I host an all-star jam on one of the nights where I bring a lot of the celebrities down, and we have just like an open jam session, which, you know, where would you ever see that many acts, you know, on a ship at the same time jamming out? So it's really a great experience.
And you're still working at the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp this coming year?
Yes, I am. I've been doing the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camps for over a decade now, and we have Nancy Wilson from Heart, we have the DeLeo brothers from Stone Temple Pilots, and we have Chris Slade from AC/DC at this particular camp with a lot of counselors. And what it is, it's a four-day camp where every band gets put together. We put about 10 bands together. You could be a beginner, intermediate, advanced, and then each group will have a rock star counselor to kind of help them and mentor them, so they can learn what it is like to be in a band, get ready for a show, and then we take them on the stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. Now, you've done some great work through the years with Lita Ford. You worked with her on her album Living Like a Runaway, writing, producing. I understand you are working on an upcoming Lita Ford album.
Yeah, we've been working together for over 10 years now, and Lita's a dear friend and just an iconic artist from, you know, going back to the Runaways with Joan Jett, and just her working with Ozzy. You know, she's really like the complete rock star to me when I work with her, and she's such a humble person. And we did an album, and now we've done a second album together, and it's actually done. We finished mixing it, and she's going to put it out sometime in the new year, so I can't wait for people to hear it. It's a great record.
Now, you had a huge success with your last solo album, Neon Highway Blues, number two on the Billboard Blues album chart. Is there another solo album in the works before too long?
Yes. I have a new album I've been working on, which I'll have out in the spring. And this one's a little more rock and roll than blues. I've been doing like a blues rock thing for the last three albums. And this one, you know, I don't know if it's because Eddie Van Halen passed away and Jeff Beck passed away, but I got this fire under me to do kind of a more of a guitar record, if you know what I'm saying. Mm. And I wrote a song. My mom passed away in February. I used to do it with some social media called Coffee Time with Mom. And I lost my mom in February. So I wrote a song called Dear Mama, which is going to be on the new record as a tribute to my mom.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, you are a guitar hero to so many people out there and have been for a long time. Who were the guys you looked up to when you first picked up the instrument?
Well, when I first started playing, I started playing in the 70s, you know, and the mid-70s. So I was listening to a lot of like Jimi Hendrix, you know, Eric Clapton, Black Sabbath, and Jeff Beck. And then as the years went on, like in the 80s, I started listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was a big influence on me. And then a lot of the Kings, like B.B. King and Albert King, Freddie King, and a little Burger King, too, we could throw in there. But definitely all the Kings were influenced, and so that's kind of my biggest background as far as my influences.
Well, yeah, and all the guitarists I've talked to through the years, in many ways, am I wrong on this? It's almost like a mutual admiration society. Everybody appreciates the work that other guitarists do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to look at the guitarists that have come before you and the ones that inspire you. I mean, I've toured with Ted Nugent, Peter Frampton, Jeff Beck I went on the road with. And if I ever thought when I was a kid, you know, playing in Lowell, Massachusetts in my bedroom that I'd end up on stage with some of these people, I'd lose my mind. And so you have to constantly look at the not just the icons and the people that created it, but even the new artists that are coming out that have skills. And there's so many young musicians now. I go on YouTube and I'm just like, they get younger and younger, and they have so much talent. So I can learn from anybody.
Yeah, you've been in the music business a long time, Gary. I know there are more ways to get your music out there to people today. Do you think it would be easier or a little tougher for somebody new to start out and more venues, but also ways for your music to get lost in the shuffle because there's so much out there?
You know what? I think it's interesting because there's two ways I look at it. When I was younger, I couldn't... We couldn't really get a record deal. We had to just save up money and go in the studio and record a demo. You know, we try to get a record deal. But I think nowadays people have like computers now where they can make records in their laptop and software and interfaces. And so there's a freedom to it now because people can just create music anywhere. And the internet, if you're savvy and you push yourself kind of cool, you can build a social media following. And you almost get like a little cult following before you get a deal. And a lot of record companies now look at artists and say, well, this guy's got 30,000 followers. Maybe we got to check them out. So I feel bad for the new artists, but at the same time, I feel good for them because they have an outlet to try to get something out there on their own.
Could you have imagined all of this 40 years or so ago when you were hanging around outside of Berkeley?
Oh, man, I tell you, I couldn't have imagined my career that I've had. I've been able to feed my kids on rock and roll. And, you know, I thought to myself, I'm going to make it one way or another because I was very determined and I just wouldn't take no for an answer. But I didn't know how big I would make it. And I didn't even care. I'm just like, if I could make a couple hundred dollars a week, I'd be happy. You know, I just wanted to play music. I always tell people, if you do what you love, then half the pay is doing your job. And if you can add in what you love, like yourself, you know, you make people happy on the radio, you're a DJ, you do things like this, you're changing people's lives, that's half the payment of what we get, I think.
There you go. Gary Hoey, check out the new single. We'll be playing it in a bit here. The Nutcracker, Sugar Plum Fairy. If you get a chance to see the Ho Ho Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour, 3 stops in New England later this week, Fall River, Mohican Sun, and Derry, New Hampshire. Gary, thanks so much for making time for us and putting a little rock in our holiday season. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate you having me on the show. It was a pleasure to hang with you, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks again, Gary.
You too. Take care. All right. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye now.